After breakfast, they took up their paddles and began the long voyage to the island. At first, Mara's paws felt stiff and awkward, but she was soon rowing as well as anyone, and joining in the lusty, shrew boat songs that helped keep the rhythm of the paddles steady. Pickle stoutly denied he had ever felt sick, and sang as loudly as the rest.
I'll sing you a song of the river, oh, where the water's clean and clear, and the long fast gouts and log boats go, where the shrews that know no fear. So bend your back and use those paws, from gravel bank to sandy shores, your cares and woes will disappear, just sitting paddling here. Gowsome, gowsome, I'll sing you a song of the river, oh, it belongs to me and you. O'er deeps and shallows we'll both go, with the finest gals and crew. When other creatures bound to land will not feel half so free or grand, for though the water shrews pray still, so paddle
early noontide. The two logboats were still out on the lake. Nothing could be seen on all sides save water. Sky and lake met on all horizons. The paddles dipped steadily in and out of the water with short, powerful strokes. Nordo noted the sun's position and called a refreshment period. Lots of shrews dipped cup paws into the lake and drank with relish. Mara followed suit gingerly, found to her surprise that it was cold and sweet. Pickle dabbled his paws in the water.
I say, old logger thing, how deep is this belly lake?
Logger-log smiled mischievously.
Let me see. It comes two-thirds of the way up a boat or halfway up a duck.
Oh, I see.
Pickle nodded understandingly.
Now, hang on a belly moment, old shrew. Who are you trying to fool?
Nordo laughed.
Water shrews always say that to landlubbers. Actually, no beast knows how deep this lake is. Though my grandfather tried to plumb it when he was logger-log, and he said it was bottomless.
Pickle turned faintly pale around the gills.
Do you hear that, Mara? Bottomless. That means there's nothing beneath this boat for goodness knows how deep but water. Oh, Corks, I knew I shouldn't have come.
Mara smiled.
Have a nap, Pickle. You'll feel better.
Listen to the creature. Better, she says. I've never felt so abso-bloomin-lutely awful in me la... What was that?
Logger-log came alert.
What was what?
Over there. Sort of a big splash.
Pickle pointed. Nordo was about to say something when Logger-log shot him a warning glance and shook his head.
Oh, that. It was probably a fish jumping. They do that a lot.
Pickle held on to the boat's side.
Well, I wish they'd belly well stop. It makes a chap nervous, what?
There it goes again. That's no fish jumping.
A shrew paddler stood up behind them, his normally bass voice shrill and frightened. The crews of both boats shuffled their paws restlessly and began murmuring among themselves. Logger-log banged a paddle noisily on the prow of his logboat.
Silence back there. It was a fish. I saw it myself. Now stop that old mouse-wide scuttlebutt and get your lunches eaten.
Mara looked to her left. A rippling wave was building up some distance away, but it was coming toward the boats.